This is Trey Chavez with KGLP. I'm here today with John Zimmerman, the director of the Ingham Chapman Gallery in UNM Gallup's Gurley Hall, room 1232, which is featuring an exhibit by Dan Grissom, featuring his paintings, screen prints, and gig posters. The name of the exhibit is Phases and Stages. Would you like to talk a little bit more about that, John?
Sure. Dan is an artist and musician and a business owner who is currently based in Austin, Texas. He's got fine arts degrees in painting and mostly two-dimensional art, and now he runs his own business doing screen prints and gig posters for bands and is sort of recognized nationally for that kind of work. His exhibition will run until September 25th, the day of the artist event, and so he'll be here. And he's going to give an artist talk in the gallery. Then he's also going to do a screen printing demo in the gallery. And then after that, we'll have some refreshments and things like that, more casual, so we can kind of get together and chat about his process and work.
Do the paintings and the screen prints and the gig posters have a certain type of theme?
They don't have a specific theme because a lot of the gig posters and the screen prints are commissions that he's been contacted by different artists to do, so he has to take that artist's style into consideration. And so, for example, we've got some posters from the band Metallica, which has a very long history and a very specific style to what they want their posters to look like. So he has to conform his artistic ability to their vision to a certain extent, and then so that way the client gets what they want in that process.
I was looking up some of his art. It looks like he does have a website, dangrissomartanddesign.com. It seems like he does have his own style with some of the paintings that he does. It's like an old school meets modern.
There's a figurative aspect that runs through all of the paintings. And so both male and female figures, mainly the face. And I think there's a narrative content that works with that too. So generally he's trying to tell stories about people he's met, things he's experienced. He can speak for himself when he gets here, but generally he's telling the story from his own perspective and then hopes that the viewer will be drawn into that work because of his technical ability and the sort of story that's portrayed in the painting. And then they can kind of make up their own minds about what it's really about.
With these paintings and screen prints and gig posters, would they be available for purchase, or is this more of a viewing?
I think most artists are open to allowing their work to be purchased. Mm-hmm. I haven't specifically talked to Dan about the work that's in the show now, but that'd be a really good question to ask him when he gets here. I think I'd like to go over a little bit of our upcoming schedule for some different events we have in the gallery for this fall semester. The first one is on Wednesday, September 6th. From 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., we're going to have a big event in the Gurley Hall lobby. Rio Grande, the jewelry supply place in Albuquerque, is coming over, bringing a bunch of tools and materials and equipment, and they're going to be doing jewelry-making demonstrations all day long up in the Gurley Hall lobby. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you go to school here, you're welcome, obviously, but if you have friends or family who are interested in jewelry making, this would be a great way to sort of network with the people who are one of the largest providers of jewelry making and metalsmithing supplies in the area. So that's coming up next Wednesday, September 6th. Dan's show will be up until September 25th when he comes to visit us. And then the next exhibition will be set up immediately following that week. And it's by an artist named Chinupa Hansgeluger, who is a Native American artist from the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. And he does mixed media, print media, ceramic art, things like that. So he's going to do a multimedia exhibition in the gallery. And that will run from October 2nd through November 6th. And then on that November 6th, Chinupa will be here and he'll give an artist lecture. And then we'll have a reception in the gallery for him for that event. So that's coming up after the Dan Grissom exhibition. And then our third exhibition of the year will be the Fall Student Exhibition, and that will go up probably the second week of November, and the reception for that will be on December 7th at the same time as our Holiday in New Mexico event that happens in Gurley Hall. So we're coordinating our reception for that exhibition with the Holiday in New Mexico event, so that way we can get a bunch of people to come in and see all the amazing student artwork. And we'll be giving out awards for honorable mentions and things like that for the student exhibition. We'll have that ceremony during the event. So that'll be coming up after the Chinupa's exhibition.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
I think that's the main stuff. Just wanted to let the public know that the gallery is open every day from 10 to 5, pretty much. It closes a little bit earlier on Fridays, and the public is welcome to attend. All you got to do is park in one of the visitor parking spots, come over, see the exhibitions, and we especially encourage people to attend the receptions, artist talks, those kind of things. Those would be September 25th, Dan Grissom, artist talk and screen printing demo. Then Chinupa Hanska Luger will be artist talk, artist lecture, and reception. That's November 6th. And then on December 7th for the student exhibition. So you have three big events coming up and hope everybody can attend.
Thank you very much for being with us today, John.
All right. Thank you.